The Julio Claudian Soap Opera, Part 2. Well, when we left off last time, Julia had just lost her first husband and was marrying her father's political military associate, Marcus Vipsanius Agrippa. He is 42. She was 16. The two of them got along very well. They had four children. You have Gaius Caesar, who was born in 20 B.C., Lucius, which was born in 17 B.C., Agrippina the Elder, a girl, born in 14, and Agrippa Posthumus, born in 12 B.C. The word posthumous is attached to your name when your father dies while your mother is pregnant with you. And Agrippa died, Julia's husband died, in 12 B.C., returning from some exploits in North Africa and in the Sicily and southern Italy when he died. Well, now this leaves a lot of people. If Livia is going to get her son Tiberius on the throne, we have a lot of people who are going to be in the way. Now, the Emperor Augustus will adopt the boys of Julia, which then this is done in a little ceremony where it's almost like buying the children from the family. It's very common. If you don't have children, you adopt them and what have you. Particularly if you look at some of the later emperors and how they select their associate and the whole procedure. Unfortunately, the children, the grandchildren of Augustus, are a little bit on the spoiled side. In the case of Gaius Caesar, he's introduced to public life by Augustus when he's only 15. His wife was Livilla, who is the granddaughter of Octavia, which is the daughter of Tiberius's brother Drusus and his wife Antonia. He was made proconsul in the East in 1 BC. He was going to be in the consulship in 1 AD, but unfortunately he dies in 4 AD. He had been wounded in a siege in the east and had become depressed and then fell ill and died. Probably some more bad doctoring here. Well, then that leaves us with Lucius. But Lucius had died 2 years before. He had died of a sudden illness at Massilia, which is Marseille, and this just crushes the emperor and Julia, and they're just overwrought with this, and Julia, after the death of Agrippa. Well, she gets her third husband, and this one is a mess, because what happens is Livia, of course, had been pushing Tiberius to marry Julia. And of course, that didn't happen when Julia married Agrippa. She didn't really like him. He didn't really like her. Tiberius really liked his wife Vipsania, who had produced his only son, which was Drusus. And in the end, they thought, well, we've got to have somebody to watch over these children. We need a male influence. So the two of them are literally forced to marry. Tiberius is really upset about it. As a matter of fact, even after he's married to Julia, he keeps chasing his old wife around. Augustus eventually calls him in and says, you wanted this married, and you stopped this. Julia, on the other hand, didn't like Tiberius at all, and they fought frequently. And he referred to her as that old fat cow. So it really doesn't work out very well. In the end, what happens is the two of them just kind of go their separate ways. But Julia begins having orgies in Rome. And one of the close friends of Caius and Lucius, Caesar, who was known to Livia, kind of kept a list of what was going on, Augustus really didn't know anything about it until much later, when eventually this list is given to him by the one son that is left, which is Agrippa Postumus, and Augustus is just heartbroken. He goes screaming around the palace, "Is there no one in Rome who has not slept with my daughter?" And what he ends up doing is he ends up banishing her in 2 BC to an island that she can supposedly walk around in 1 hour, and she's not allowed to have anybody on the island with her. Although somehow or another she gives birth to a child while she's on the island. So somebody must have rode over there somehow. And she's there for five years when she's then allowed to come back to the mainland. But she's still under scrutiny, and Augustus will have nothing to do with her. And the people of Rome frequently, when Augustus is out, plead with him to forgive her and bring her back and whatever else. But she'll eventually then die in 14 A.D. And it's really hard on Augustus. He makes some comments periodically about how being childless probably isn't the worst thing that could happen to someone. The daughter of Julia and Agrippa is married to Germanicus. Now, Tiberius's brother Drusus, the commander in Germany, had 3 children. He had a girl named Livilla, and that girl ends up marrying Tiberius's son Drusus after the death of Gaius Caesar. So kind of gets a secondary shot here. Then there's Germanicus, which will eventually become one of the great Roman leaders at the time of Tiberius. He will command not only in Germany, but he'll also command in the East. And then Drusus's 3rd son is little Claudius. Poor little Claudius. He's born with kind of a deformed foot, and he had nervous tics, which meant he twitched uncontrollably, his head, his arms, body, and then he stammered as well, which we would call stuttering. And of course, in the ancients at this particular time considered those people to be idiots. And he had a brilliant mind. He was fascinated with history. He knew Livy. Livy had actually given, one of the Roman historians had actually given him some advice. It supposedly goes that he suggested that the best thing for Claudius was to continue playing the fool, and that it might give him a little longer life. There is a funny incident that occurs when he's, I think, 5 or 6. There's a party at his mother's house, and there are a bunch of guests. The whole family is there. And there are 2 eagles in the sky fighting. And one of the eagles that's badly wounded falls out of the sky and lands on Claudius. And Claudius holds it in his toga and calms it down, and there is a priest there, and this guy just goes, "Don't anybody move, don't anybody repeat what I'm going to tell you. They're not going to believe this." And his prophecy was that at some point the Roman Empire would, or the Roman people would be tearing themselves apart, and Claudius would be the one that would heal them. And oh man, did the people start laughing over that. The one who laughed the hardest was Gaius Caesar. Not that it did him any good. But we'll get back to Claudius later on, because this little twitching, club-footed stammerer is going to be the 4th emperor of the Roman Empire. So anyway, we have that. So we have Agrippina the Elder, Julia's daughter, marrying Germanicus. Okay. Well, if you look at what's left on the list of people for Augustus to select, we really only have 3 choices at this point. The obvious first choice is Agrippa Postumus. Then, of course, there's the husband of Agrippina the Elder, which is Germanicus. That's a little out there. And then, of course, you could always have the last husband of Julia, which is Tiberius. So we're down to the wire here. Well, Agrippa Postumus isn't going to be around very much longer. He is also going to get exiled in 7 AD for what is referred to as violent and deprived behavior. What supposedly happened, him and his sister used to kind of just play around and whatever else, and the legend is that Agrippina, being very, shall we say, ambitious, thought if she could get rid of her brother, then her husband could become Roman emperor. So the story goes that she invited Agrippa Postumus into her bedroom, which was nothing unusual, you know, brother and sister, and then maneuvered him into a compromising position and then began to yell rape. And Augustus thought that, oh my God, this is like a disease, it's Julia's disease, and all this other stuff. And so they had him exiled to an island where he stayed until the death of Augustus. At which point, a ship arrived. That's actually the island is, a ship arrives shortly after the death of Augustus to the island of Planasia, and Agrippa Postumus is murdered. He's stabbed to death. Now, the will that Augustus left that was read said that Tiberius would replace him. Suetonius believes that the original will was a forgiving of Agrippa Postumus, and Livia had found out about it and switched wills. You will find some historians who will say that Agrippa Postumus was probably murdered on Augustus's orders, which seems ridiculous to have that have happened. Augustus wasn't that kind of a person. He didn't really like even getting rid of his political opponents. The most likely is that it was Livia to kind of clear the path for Tiberius. So Agrippina the Elder didn't get what she wanted. Of course, the one we have to win, and Augustus dies. Now, Augustus is, you know, he's, what, 77 years old when he dies. So to say that somebody did anything to him, he got sick at one point, and he began to eat only food that he had cooked or figs that he had picked, and he got better. And then eventually he ends up getting sick again and dying. But shoot, at 77, I mean, that's way at the far end of life expectancy. I mean, him and Livia have been married for more than 50 years. She lives on to be 86. So that's pretty wild. So finally, Tiberius gets to be emperor. A job he never wanted. A job that he didn't enjoy. And a job that he frequently just left in the hands of other people. So now we've reached a point where we finally have gotten through from the first emperor to the second emperor. And there'll be there won't be quite the manipulation that we've had to get from Tiberius to Caligula, but there will be some of that. The sources for a lot of this information ends up being Suetonius, the 12 Caesars, Michael Grant's, the 12 Caesars. There's a book called The Chronicle of the Roman Emperors, which has a lot of stuff. It's more of a short version, and they tend not to really talk about the juicy gossip side of this. But if you haven't seen the first one, certainly go back and listen to the first one. But on the website at summahistorica.com is a detailed genealogical chart of what I'm talking about, so that you can see who is who. But as you can gather here, we had the family intermarrying with one another. I mean, brothers' children marrying brothers' children, and it's only going to increase a little bit. But there are a lot of people dropped dead in order to get from Augustus to Tiberius. So I hope you enjoyed that, and we'll see you next time.